Yo, all right, it's 12:16 p.m. I'm sorry. I'm getting up later today. So yesterday I get a text from Jacqueline's brother saying he's listening, or he listened to some episodes and he likes the podcast. I'm like, the podcast isn't good. He said he liked it, but I still don't think it's good. And I don't like people I know listening, but I can't stop you. So if he's listening, hey Jeff, there's other podcasts out there to listen to that are better. This might be, it can't be the worst. It might be the worst. It could be the worst podcast. It's the goal. It's not the goal, but it's like when you get this close to the worst, it's like, why not go all the way? Last night, I went to the movies. I saw A Simple Favor, I think that's the name of it. And my friend, me and Jacqueline's friend, if I'm going to be honest, more Jacqueline's friend, but I consider a friend. Aparna Nancherla is in it. So that was cool. I like seeing friends in a movie, you know, because then I'm like, hey, I'm in show business because my friends have success. I don't get jealous. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm excited. Anyway, but before the movie, they had this thing at the theater, is like First Man, virtual reality, where they put on the virtual reality goggles, and you put on these headphones, you get in this chair, and it's like and it's like you're fucking in space. I never did virtual reality really before. And it is the coolest shit. And I'm ready for Ready Player One to be reality. It feels just as real as reality, but it's better because you know you're not doing anything. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to, if I was really in that rocket, I guess that wouldn't be as cool because then you got to go through all that shit. I just put on these goggles, I'm in a rocket, and I'm looking out the window, seeing the moon. Fuck, we could all be astronauts. And we don't got to do nothing. Perfect. I think, what was that? There was a Surrogates. The movie where everybody's in the virtual reality. And then Bruce Willis goes out he goes out as a real person. And everybody's like, you can't do that. But then they had, that kind of looked like it didn't make sense, but and I didn't see it. But that Ready Player One movie, I'm ready for it. We could all live in stacked up trailers if we just put on the goggles and the headphones, and we're like in some other world. We're already in the Matrix, aren't we? Is somebody listening that knows that? Well, the Matrix is listening. They know, and they know that I know. So they make me look crazy. Huh? The Matrix is the one telling you that I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. It all adds up. You can't argue with me. Let's look at the news. And no shit. First story in the news. Astronauts escape from malfunctioning rocket. See that fucking shit? That's craziness. See, if those astronauts were in virtual reality, they could have just taken their goggles off and be like, oh, I escaped. Let's reset that. Someone fix the program. Well, I'm glad they escaped. Marriott hotel strike leads to mass employee walkouts. Fuck yeah. Stand up to the man. I would love to be at work and we're like, we're striking. Sounds great. I'd much rather hang out with everybody, and walk around outside telling the people going in they're fucking dicks. Cross a picket line, you pieces of shit. Go to a Hilton. I don't know if Hilton treats their employees any better, but I'm all for standing up. What else is there to do? Fall in line? No. I support any strike, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know the motives of all strikes. I guess I can't blanketly support them. But yeah, what do I care? I can blanketly support them. What if I'm wrong? So what? I can be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. FBI man says 200-pound bomb had election day plot. Fuck it. What? Now that's something I'm going to have to... I'm sorry, because this is not great for the show for me to actually read, but this is... Federal authorities have charged a New York man with a 200-pound, in parentheses, 90-kilogram... I didn't realize there was such a difference between pounds and kilograms. You know, the metric system. I mean, I know we should have adopted it, but we didn't. So can everybody get on our shit? Get on pounds is better. 200 pounds is 90 kilograms? How do you even know what the fuck you are in these things? If it's like, do you know what I mean? It's wacky. And that's Celsius. I'm not a fan of that Celsius either. Sorry, European listeners. Okay, 200-pound bomb. They say he planned to detonate it on election day on the National Mall in Washington. Paul Rosenfeld of Tappan was charged Wednesday. Okay. So he was going to use the bomb to kill himself and draw attention to a political system called sortition, in which public officials are chosen randomly rather than elected. Well, I don't agree with this man's methods, but this sortition, if we use that, I think it's, I know, oh, sure, elected official, it sounds like a better system. We would have a better president right now. You could randomly pick a person, and we'd have a better president right now. And then think about it. Probably wouldn't have no Mitch McConnell. And if you're a Republican and don't like Democrats, you wouldn't have some of them. So just randomize. Let's see what happens. Let's sortation it up. Let's learn from this this event that didn't happen. You know, since if he did blow himself up, we can't do it at all. But he didn't. He got caught. He's a silly person. So let's give it a go. This is a computer simulation anyway. Why not mix some shit up? Let's try it for a year. Can't we get it? Just do it a year. I mean, we can't probably get Trump to sign on. But once we get him out of there, by whatever means that happens, if it's like he's voted out or he's taken out in handcuffs, suicide by cop, whatever happens with him, let's give this a try and then see how it goes. It might work. Well, glad they caught that. That son of a gun. One more story and we're out. I'm not gonna read that one. It's, ah, oh, man, this isn't happy, but Vern Troyer, of course, known for his role as Mini-Me in the Austin Power movies, Vern Troyer's death ruled as suicide. That's sad. So, please, you know, if you're ever feeling like that, call that suicide prevention hotline. Whatever the number is, I'm not gonna look at Google it. Oh, is that too much to ask? I don't know. Okay, I'll Google it now. Fine. Now I feel bad if someone's like, you know, if you got the rope around your neck or whatever the fuck. What's the suicide? It's saying like Suicide Squad is the autocomplete here. Okay, suicide. Okay, it's 1-800-273-8255. They also have an online chat, if you prefer that. I think I would prefer that if I was but I'm not, you know, I'm not there. But, you know, God bless. Arkansas Sheriff's Office forced inmates to wear Nike shirts in mugshots? Oh, to make Nike look bad? What the fuck is going on in those... do any of you live in Arkansas? What the fuck is up with these people? It's so weird. And that's where we got that fucking Bill Clinton, who, you know, he's a douche. I know some people like him, but he's going on that. I don't want to get into the whole Bill Clinton thing. But, see, all 15 Texas Catholic dioceses to name accused priests. Well, good. And then why don't you shut down while you're at it? Okay, fine, I'm not going to get into that. This episode was going like okay, and then it sort of fell apart at the end. That's my analysis. But, stay Thursday. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.